A prayer for the children of the nations. Purity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the nations. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in His love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that He shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace and peace be multiplied to our children in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called them by glory and virtue, by which have been given to them exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to our cry. Give ear to our prayer, for our prayer is pure. Let our children's vindication come from your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. In Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless our children and their house and keep them. Glory to God the Father. Mercy surround them and their house. Let them be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround them and their family. Grace be with our children. O sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained Him the victory. The Lord has made known His salvation. His righteousness He has openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has remembered His mercy and His faithfulness to our children and their house. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness He shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom God also made the worlds, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will be pure in thought, prudent in speech, pure in deeds, pure in nature, body, soul, spirit, and heart, without sin, blameless and cleansed, walking in integrity, humility, righteousness, and holiness, being sanctified by truth, justified by faith, consecrated by the oil of anointing, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with all the fullness of God, abiding in Christ and one with Him. In Christ we petition the Lord our God to restore their souls, renew their spirits day by day, renew their minds through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit by the pure water of the Word, so that our children shall be holy and without blemish, and cleanse them from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in them and their people. May they and their house cast away from them all the transgressions which they have committed, and get themselves a new heart and a new spirit. In Christ we pray that our children and their families shall cleanse themselves of dishonor, and they will be vessels of honor, sanctified and useful for the Master, prepared for every good work. Truly, God is good to such as are pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let our children and their people be pure in heart, serving God with a pure conscience. May our children and their family purify their souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for them, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let our children and their people draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and their bodies washed with pure water. May they hold fast the confession of their hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, as his divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them in their house, by glory and virtue, by which have been given to our children exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these they and their family may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, in Christ we pray, our children will give all diligence to add to their faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Let these things be in them and abound in them and their house, so that they will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God forbid that our children be a person of unclean lips, nor dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For their eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. According to the will of our God and Father, may their iniquity be taken away and their sin purged. Let their words come from their upright heart, being pleasant. Their lips shall utter pure knowledge, their work being right, their love coming from a pure heart, and from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. May God show our children his secret wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Surely then their doctrine will be pure and their prudence double. Let the words of their mouth and the meditation of their heart be acceptable in the sight of our Lord, who is their strength and their Redeemer. In Christ we pray. Our children and their family will commit their works to the Lord, and their thoughts will be established. Let our children and their people stir up their pure minds, having the mind of Christ. Therefore, meditate on these things, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Let them and their house be known by their deeds, doing what is pure and right. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved our children and given them everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort their hearts and establish them in every good word and work. The Spirit of God has made them, and the breath of the Almighty gives them life. With the merciful you, O Lord, our God, will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. As for our children, you are their lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall lighten their darkness. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious, In Christ we pray that our children and their house will have clean hands and a pure heart, not lift up their soul to an idol, nor swear deceitfully, so that they may ascend his holy hill and stand in his presence, that they shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of their salvation. Let them and their people seek him, seek his face, Selah. May God have mercy upon our children according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, and blot out their transgressions. Wash them thoroughly from their iniquity and cleanse them from their sin. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will acknowledge their transgressions and their sin be ever before them, knowing that against God, God only, have they sinned and done evil in his sight. Let our children and their people confess their sins, for he is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. We beseech our children, do not say that they have not sinned, for then they make him a liar, and his word is not in them. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them our children and their people are warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand their own errors? According to the Lord's judgment, may the Lord their God, he is to them God who forgives, cleanse their children and their house from secret faults. The Lord keep back our children and their family also from presumptuous sins. Let sin not have dominion over them and their people. Then they and their house shall be blameless, and they and their people shall be innocent of great transgression. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God, judge of all the earth, removed their transgressions from them. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows their frame. He remembers that they are dust. According to all his wonderful works, he will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds he will remember no more. According to the multitude of his tender mercies, may the God and Father of all purge our children with hyssop, and they shall be clean. Wash them and their family, and they shall be whiter than snow. Make them to hear joy and gladness. Hide his face from their sins and blot out all their iniquities. Create in them a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within them and cleanse away all evil in the inner depths of the heart. In Christ we implore the Lord of their salvation not to cast them and their house away from his presence and do not take his Holy Spirit from them. Instead, restore to them and their house the joy of his salvation and uphold them and their people with his generous spirit. Though their sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Then they can rejoice in the knowledge that they are pure, without transgression. They are innocent, and there is no iniquity in them. In Christ we pray, our children and their house shall have joy in his strength. Their Lord, the God of glory, and in his salvation, how greatly shall they and their people rejoice. He shall give them their heart's desire, and he will not withhold the request of their lips. Selah. For he shall meet our children and their house with the blessings of goodness. He shall set a crown of pure gold upon their head. Our children and our people shall ask life from him, and he shall give it to them and their family, length of days forever and ever. Their glory is great in his salvation. Honor and majesty is placed upon them and their house. The Lord God has made them and their house most blessed forever. He has made them exceedingly glad with his presence. For our children and their people shall trust in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, our children and their house shall not be moved. As it is written, therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. As a king of the Most High God, abiding in the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, we decree here on earth that our children come out of the world and be separated to the Lord their God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, in Christ we pray, our children and their people will wash themselves, make themselves clean, put away the evil of their doings from before His eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Let the Lord their God not see in them or their house adulterers, lustful names, lewdness, harlotry, abominations, but let them be still and be made clean. May they and their family cry out from the depths of their heart, "Depart, depart, get away, go away, unclean, do not touch us, you shall no longer dwell with us." Let our children and their people be strong and not fear. Behold, their God will come with a vengeance. With the recompense of God, He will come and save them. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. May the Lord bring our children and their people, the blind, for we are all blind, by a way they did not know. He will lead them in paths they have not known. He will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things He will do for them and their family, and not forsake them and their house. May God perhaps grant our children and their people repentance, so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil. Our children and their people shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed who trust in carved images, who say to the molded images, "You are our gods." We pray they throw them away as an unclean thing. According to His name, according to the exceedingly greatness of His power, may God, the great I Am, sprinkle clean water on them and their house, and they shall be clean. He will cleanse them from all their filthiness, from all their idols. He will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. He will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. He will put His spirit within them and cause them to walk in His statutes, and they will keep His judgments and do them. Our children shall be His people, and He will be their God. He will deliver them from all their uncleanliness. Then they will remember their evil ways and their deeds that were not good, and they will loathe themselves in their own sight for their iniquities and their abominations. Then our children and their people shall not defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But He will deliver them from all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them in their house. Then they shall be His people, and He will be their God. His Holy Spirit shall teach our children and their people the difference between the holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. In Christ we pray that our God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, will cleanse them and their house from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against Him, and He will pardon them from all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against Him, and then our children and their house will be to Him a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that the God of justice will do to them and their house, and He will remove the iniquity of their land in one day. In that day a fountain shall be opened for their house and for the inhabitants of their house, for sin and for uncleanliness, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. It shall be in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols from the land, and they shall no longer be remembered. I will also cause the prophets and the unclean spirit to depart from the land. May our children and their family be willing and obedient, and they shall eat the good of the land. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own strength. We will sing and praise your power. Our beloved children are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what they shall be. But we know that when He, Jesus Christ, is revealed, our children shall be like Him, for they shall see Him as He is. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life,